This is Dr. Mejia, the Command Patient, Eric, E-R-I-C-H, last name H-E-R-B-I-T-S-C-H-E-K, medical records 114958, that was 125-1954, reframe station, Dr. Maria de Leon, procedure performed colonoscopy, secondary procedure has nepolipectomy, biopsies, cause nepolipectomy, date of the procedure, January 3, 2023, indication screening for colon cancer, history of colon polyp, post-op diagnosis, impression 1, internal hemorrhage, number 2, diverticulosis coli, number 4 colon polyps removed, number 4, there's an area of erythema in the descending colon, possibly consistent with mucosal prolapse, biopsies taken, paragraph. Left of insertion, cecum, complication non immediate, medication as remote anesthesia care, withdrawal time was 8 minutes, preparation was fair, paraphragm, findings, anorectum, internal hemorrhage, grade 1 period, sigmoid colon, scattered articulosis present period. In the descending colon, there is an area of a focal area of erythema and subepithelial hemorrhages. This is possibly consistent with mucosal prolapse. Multiple biopsies taken. Paraphragm. Scattered diverticulosis present in the descending colon. Paraphragm. Spiniflexure pyranoma. Paraphragm. Transverse colon. Scattered diverticulosis present. Period. Two small polyps in the transverse colon. Possibly consistent. Two small polyps in the transverse colon. About 4 to 5 millimeters removed by cause nepolipectomy. Period. Paragraph. Hepatic flexure. In the proximal transverse colon, there is a CISA polyp, 5 millimeters, 8 millimeters removed, has nepolipectomy, period, paragraph. In the hepatic flexure, CISA polyp, 1 centimeter removed, has nepolipectomy, period, paragraph. Ascending colon cecum, appear normal, discarded reticulosis present in the ascending colon, period, paragraph. Recommendations 1 for pathology reports, number 2, high fiber diet, 3, fiber supplementation, next number, monitor clinic, next number, patient will need a repeat colonoscopy in 1 year. Giving PCMB removal of the hepatic flexure polyp.